Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Garden Conversation. This morning, we have Isabel Grant with us from the Defenders of Wildlife, and she's going to be talking about a program that they have for reimbursing putting up electric fences. So we want to make sure we have electric fences up around our gardens and our fruit trees and our compost bins and especially our carrots. So, Isabel, thank you so much for being available to join us today. This program is pre-recorded. So, tell us about this electric fence program.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on today. Just a little bit of background on Defenders. I'm a bear coexistence contractor for Defenders of Wildlife. They're a national nonprofit conservation organization that was founded in 1947. They consult scientists, policy experts, and wildlife managers to advocate for the conservation of imperiled species. Their mission is to protect species and the habitats they depend on, and in doing so, they focus on preserving the health of our nation's biodiversity. The Defenders has a field office in Anchorage and has been working to protect Alaska's land and native species for decades. And so one of those programs focuses on reducing human-wildlife conflicts, specifically with bears. And we are now responding to expansion requests in Southeast Alaska and from Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, as well as the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, to offer more coexistence opportunities to communities in Southeast Alaska. And so the funding support for that also came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture through their Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. So we have both black bears and grizzly bears here, so we have lots of challenges. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the program.
Yes. So the Electric Fence Incentive Program reimburses eligible participants for 50% of the cost of the electric fence, and it has a maximum reimbursement amount of $500. And eligible participants include anyone who is a resident or a property owner on the Kenai Peninsula, and now in Southeast Alaska, who have bear attractants on their property. So that includes things like trash, chicken coops, beehives, and, of course, gardens.
And also fruit trees and compost piles.
Yes, anything that can attract bears.
And is this program available to residents of Haines, Skagway, which is just north of us, also southeast, and Klukwan, which is a Tlingit community?
Yes, yeah, anywhere in Southeast Alaska is eligible.
Okay, and do people have to, do you have a kit that you send with materials, or do people purchase their materials locally and then get reimbursed once they've, once they've been approved and so on?
Yeah, so people purchase their materials themselves, although we can help you find which materials would work best for you, you know, which electric fence energizers. We can help people figure out where to buy things and offer guidance like that. And then we reimburse you for the cost. So the four components of the program, we have an electric fence incentive form that is on our website that people can fill out, a W-9, and then people can send us the photos of their completed fence and copies of their receipts. And using that information, we're able to reimburse you.
Okay, and the website is Defenders of Wildlife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, and our specific link is defendersofwildlife.com/got-bears.
Got-bears, okay. That's great. And you have a video on how to do an installation of an electric fence. I saw that.
Yes, we do.
Okay, that's great. And about how long does it take to get reimbursed once people send their receipts to you?
Just a few weeks is the average reimbursement time.
Okay, so if somebody's interested, they should go to the Defenders of Wildlife website and do the application first to get approval ahead of time. Is that right?
You can actually email us at alaskadefenders@defenders.org. Just let us know that you're interested, and we can help you from there.
Okay. So you make it pretty easy to do.
Yes. Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible.
Okay. And we have an organization here locally, Toksnek Watershed Council, that does training on how to install electric fences. And I think that they're going to do a training again in April on how to do the installation. So that would be handy for everybody. Yeah, where we are, it's a little difficult to get equipment sometimes, and so we might have to order. I mean, we might be able to find it locally or not, you know, so we run up against that kind of a problem. Okay, what else can you tell us about the program, Isabel?
Well, the program exists to facilitate human-wildlife coexistence, and so that is essentially people and wildlife sharing space and resources without coming into conflict with one another, or having any kind of interaction that results in injury or harm to the person or to the animal. And so with the frequency of human-bear interactions increasing in recent years, this program is a great way to help prevent harm to people, injury to bears, and to facilitate coexistence.
Okay. And are you targeting mostly home gardeners, or how about people who are growing commercially?
As of right now, the majority of the requests that we get are coming from, you know, home gardeners, people raising chickens for themselves, things like that. But I do believe that we are also able to cover more commercial agriculture. I know that's what happens. And the Lower 48 Defenders also has the same program in the Rocky Mountain region.
Okay. And once again, you cover up to 50% of the cost, up to $500. Okay, and that would include the charger and the fencing material, the insulation, a tester if somebody couldn't borrow one from somebody else, and anything else?
Yeah, all of that and anything related to the electric fence and its installation.
Okay, so the grounding rod, and how about labor?
Yes, we can also reimburse for labor, I believe.
Okay, that's good to know, yeah. Okay, any other information we should have, Isabel?
I think that covers it, but if anyone has any further questions about electric fences or about the program in general, you can reach us at our website, contacting us by that email again, alaskadefenders@defenders.org. You can also call our office. That number is 907-276-9453.
Okay, and this is up to $500 for a year. Can people reapply, you know, put in maybe half of their fence 1 year and then expand it the next year so they could apply a second year?
I haven't encountered that case before. Mm-hmm. And off the bat, I wouldn't say that that is not a possibility.
Okay.
But if someone is thinking of doing that, I would recommend that they contact us.
Okay. Contact with any kind of questions. Yeah. Okay. So once again, the website is Defenders of Wildlife. There's a video there on how to do a fence installation, or Toxinuk's going to do a training in April. And the information for how to apply is all there. And can you give us the phone number again one more time, the 907 number?
Absolutely. 907-276-9453.
Okay. Well, thank you, Isabel, and we really appreciate your time and your information, and we hope everybody will really consider putting up electric fences, because a couple years ago, those of you that live here know that we tragically lost a whole lot of bears because of problems with bears getting into garbage and compost piles and gardens and so on, and we want to prevent any of that kind of thing happening. So starting in the spring is a good idea to do that. Get that infrastructure in before you plant your garden. Thank you, Isabel. Appreciate your time, and hope people will take advantage.
Yes, thank you so much. We're really excited to be able to offer this program to the residents of Southeast Alaska.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So we just spoke with Defenders of Wildlife about their electric fence reimbursement program. And Melissa Aronson and I, KHNS Development Director Dawn Drotis, wanted to follow up on that with just some suggestions about how to design, install, and maintain an electric fence. So one thing that we were talking about is important to get the fence, help get funding for the fence, put the fence up, but then ultimately the fence has to be electrified properly in order for it to be effective. And so testing that fence once it's up is a key component. And you can get testers at local hardware stores. You can borrow them from neighbors who might have them. There might also be some local agencies that have them available, but testing to make sure that it's electrified and then protecting that fence so that it stays that way. So making sure that weeds and grasses don't grow up around it and ground it and take away that charge. And one effective way that I've seen that accomplished is by putting weed block or cardboard underneath the fence line so that it creates a space where those weeds won't grow.
Yeah, and maybe extending that cardboard out about 3 feet to the outside of your area, because you can get like fireweed or something that's pretty tall and it'll flop over onto the fence and ground out the fence.
Yeah.
So you have to keep all that brush back away from it.
And yeah, we know how quickly things grow here in the summertime. And then if you get wind or rain that, you know, knocks something over or makes it heavy, then it can make contact with that fence and render it ineffective. So, you know, protecting that space around it just means less maintenance for you in the long run, because you won't have to be weed whacking around there and pulling that back.
Yeah, and you can get large sheets of cardboard up at the recycling center.
Right.
Yeah, they're right there in the collection area as you're coming and going through there. And another thing to think about is where you place the wires, so how high the wires are. And I know Talkshnuck does training on that. A three-stranded fence, in my opinion, works really well with the first strand down at about a two-foot type level, so that you can keep dogs out of the area, because dogs can get in and create quite a mess. And I just read an article in Mother Earth News about dogs digging into compost piles and getting into mushrooms and fungus, and there's actually a toxicity there for dogs, and so you want to keep them out. Yeah. Another thing I find that really helps is to tie orange flagging tape on the fence, because then people will see that and it'll be a warning for them. And maybe also hanging little signs on there that say, warning, electric fence. But I think also of assorted critters wake up to seeing that flagging, and it's a warning for them, so they're less likely to run into it.
Yeah, if they have that visual cue on top of the shock, then they can have that reinforcement that the fence is a bad place to be.
Right, yeah, and it works really, really well. Like everybody, I've had bears get into my carrots, and this last year I grew carrots inside a dryer tub that I had inside my electrified compost area, and that worked out beautifully. I had no problems whatsoever.
And then you just dumped it out to harvest?
I just pulled them out? Just pulled them out, yeah. Oh, and it was great, yeah.
Yeah. It's helpful to have your compost, your garden, anything that could be an attractant inside that fence, right? So,
yeah.
And then testing to make sure that your ground is properly installed and maintained.
Yeah, and the testers are really pretty cheap. You can plug these into house current, or there are people that are doing this with a solar panel, but you need to make sure if you're doing solar fencing that you have enough oomph to it. And the Defenders website has a really handy little video that will give you what the joules are, what the power is that you need, so that you can test that to make sure if you're doing solar that you've got enough oomph to make the fence work.
Yeah, great. Yeah, testing those batteries and maintaining it throughout the growing season seems like that is key. So refer back to some of those resources we mentioned early on.
Yeah. So again, Defenders of Wildlife, go on their website, follow it along, and it's pretty accessible website for finding out about the reimbursement for the electric fence. And then Talkshnuck's going to do a training in April on how to do the installation also. So, and hopefully our hardware stores here locally will carry the materials that you need.
That's right. But a good time to kind of get on that, start mapping it out and ordering materials early on and get your reimbursement lined up if you qualify.
So. Yeah, because it's hard to believe right now, but we're going to get real busy with gardening here very soon.
Well, thanks for coordinating this, Melissa.
Well, thank you, Dawn.
All right. Yeah. We'll catch you next time.
Okay. Take care.
You're listening to KHNS Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan.